Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Fuel prices. We've all witnessed the escalating fuel prices over the course of the weekend at various different forecourts right around the country. We want to hear about the impact that's having on you, though. And where's the cheapest and the most expensive petrol and diesel in Ireland today? You can get us on WhatsApp, send us in your voice notes. David's with me on the line. David, you're a taxi driver. What did you witness over the weekend?
Severe price increases at the pump from day one. Like the most significant increases came from Circle K. That went from 177.9 for diesel to 197.9 for diesel very, very quickly. Apple Green are another source of petrol and diesel, and they seem to hold the prices at 177.9 until today. But unfortunately now, today, they've increased their prices to that level as well.
You've witnessed that today, you have, David. You noticed that at one of the petrol pumps.
I did today. Apple Green have gone pretty much very close to the same price as Circle K. They did hold off for a couple of days, but that's it. It's gone now. It's practically nearly €2 a litre now, you know.
I mean, I came in earlier this morning to different emails from listeners over the weekend, David, getting in touch, and who were actually talking about some petrol stations in parts of the country surpassing that €2 a litre mark.
I haven't seen it in Dublin. That's where I'm based. That's where I operate. At the moment, no matter which corner you turn, as you're aware, Circle K is one of the biggest providers of in the Dublin area. Every single station, they're not competing with one another. They're not. They're all 197.9. And that's it. There's no transparency with them at all whatsoever. I've just literally come into St. Lawrence and Dual Carriageway, and every single station all the way along the St. Lawrence and Dual Carriageway, they're all the same price, 197.9.
So what's the impact of this for you at work over the weekend, ferrying passengers, I'm sure, right around our capital city? Like, how does that impact prices, David?
It has a big impact because of it's pretty much another fill a week, basically, the way it is. It's a 60-70 euro fill a week to try and keep a normal working week of 6 days for me. It's an extra 60 or 70 quid a week. Unfortunately, like the way things have gone for us in this business, there's less and less ranks, so there's less and less places for us to stop, turn off the engine and wait for the fare. These ranks are getting smaller, so unfortunately, me personally in this business, we tend to be driving, looking for those fares. And unfortunately, when you're driving, looking for them, sure, you're burning, mm-hmm. you're burning fuel, you know. And there's just today as well, the traffic today, again, in Dublin was horrendous, and all you're doing is burning fuel. So it's very, very difficult.
I'm sure when you're talking to colleagues over the weekend, David, maybe at some of those taxi ranks or waiting on fares, is the price of fuel the talking point?
Oh, huge, huge, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, we have a lot of EV vehicles on the road, but unfortunately we still have an awful lot of petrol and diesel cars on the road as well. And yet we are feeling the hurt of the increase, the massive increase. And I don't think that's where it's going to end. I think it's going further than there. I'm listening to different reports from yourselves and other radio stations and TV stations that the government are planning a wait and see approach on this. But wait and see for what? Do they want it to get to 250 or 260 a litre before they actually do something? And listening to your own report there this morning in respect to the tax take from the government is massive on petrol and diesel. So they're the winners here. We're no winners here. They're the winners. They're getting massive increases in revenue from us paying for this.
Listeners got in touch to tell me about diesel. Apparently it's still 179 in Apple Green in Tipperary, 192 in Inver just beside it, says this texter. Look, tell us about the price of petrol and diesel in your own locality, if it's safe to do so, if you're not driving. Send us in a picture, if you can, of the forecourts, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. David, stay with us for a moment. Shane O'Donoghue is on the line. Shane's the editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, how high are these prices likely to go?
Oh, I don't want to spark mass panic by suggesting such a thing. I mean, they're still not at the same level that they hit in 22 after the Ukraine invasion by Russia. So we need to put it into perspective. And I do wonder and worry about the very quick increase that we've seen in some places across the country. I'm not the only one to mention potential profiteering there, and I know that's under investigation actually. So
I know a lot of the stations have denied those accusations, but the minister himself, you know, talked about that over the weekend. But like, for instance, I have a text, Shane, just literally as you came on the line here, from one listener in Carrick and Shannon in Leitrim, to tell me that diesel was €2.04 this morning.
Yeah, and that is very high. I really don't think, I mean, your previous talker there, Dave, the tax driver, mentioned, or is the government going to wait until it hits 260, 270? I honestly don't think so. I think, you know, the government has already met and discussed this, and yes, publicly they're saying it's their wait-and-see approach, but, you know, it's rapidly escalating. I don't think it'll be let get to such a level at all before there'll be an intervention.
So you think there'll have to be some kind of cost-of-living supports?
Well, I don't know about cost of living supports. I think it'll, again, this is purely my opinion now, I believe it'll have to do something on literally the price of fuel, or because of the amount of tax that is on it. Now, there's huge tax on every litre of fuel, and the vast majority of it is that. In fact, the petrol stations make a very small amount of profit per litre. So there is wiggle room there. I mean, you know, that's one set of headlines. The other set of headlines is that we have a surplus in our budget and more corporation tax taking in than we've ever had. So the country still clearly can afford to reduce the amount of taxes taking on fuel if it'll help people get by for however long this war goes on for.
What's the quickest or the easiest interim measure that they can do? Is it around the VAT?
I can't say I understand the intricacies of the legislation there, but, you know, it would seem VAT seems like an obvious one. But there's also the carbon tax that was mentioned, and this is something that the hauliers are striking about. You know, the increase in carbon tax, I think there is some wiggle room there to perhaps delay that or reduce it. I mean, it actually, you know, I know your listeners are here listening to this about the price of fuel and worrying about the cost of their car. But I think the average motorist isn't going to be massively affected, you know, unless you're doing hundreds of kilometres every day, like these taxi drivers and these hauliers. It isn't going to, you know, make the difference between being able to afford a car or not for most people. It mostly affects people that are on the road all the time that do have very high fuel bills. So people shouldn't panic, shouldn't go out and just, you know, fill up their cars, fill up all their containers they can find.
Yeah, but it is, though. I'm thinking, Shane, of a lot of our listeners that are commuters, you know, and that are maybe travelling what are now long distances from the surrounding parts of Dublin in and out of work because they're, you know, they've moved out for obvious reasons around housing circumstances and housing situations, and a lot of people sitting in their car for maybe an hour and a half each way every single day of the week, and I've no doubt that they are quite concerned about this. Stay with us, Shane, for a moment. We've got Kieran is on the line. Kieran's a HGV driver based in Munster. Is that right, Kieran?
That's right. Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah. So what's the impact of this for you?
Well, the impact on this is 25 to 30 cents a litre in 2 weeks, diesel has gone up. Now, throw that into inflation. Everything is delivered by truck. That's going to hit you in the pocket with your groceries. Everything. Every bloody thing that you're going to buy is going to be affected. Like this morning, I was heading for work at 4 o'clock. 197 Circle K in Middleton for a thing. That was 172 2 weeks ago. North Ring Road, Apple Green, 179. And yeah, I was going to Limerick this morning. That was still 179 when I came back from Limerick. I got diesel. There's only certain places you can get diesel with an app because you can't pull in. I paid 184 a litre for it. Dock Road in Limerick varied from 184 to 190. But Circle K's are up there at the very top. It was 197 for the ordinary diesel, and the super diesel then was €2.05. Spoke to some people before I came on there, and it's gone over €2 for the ordinary diesel in some parts of Cork, and even up to 210.
Yeah, well, I can tell you here, a listener in County Limerick, is it in Grana, has got in touch to tell me that they've literally just bought diesel, €2.05, over €2, €2.05. Same again, Carrick and Shore in County Tipperary. €2.05 there for diesel as well. So the impact of this, Kieran, is presumably likely to be passed on to all of us.
It's going to be passed on. You know, like trucks can't run, they'll have to pass it on to the shops that really is buying, and so it's going to hit everybody in the pocket down the line. And as per usual, when this stuff comes back down, it won't come back down to the normal level. It's going to stay 6 or 7 cents above where it was, which is what happens all the time in Ireland.
Yeah. And look, like, you know, you've got that. I mean, it's not that long ago, Kieran, I was talking to some of your colleagues about the increase to toll prices.
Oh, yeah.
Around Dublin. You know,
your average truck will take between 500 and 1,000 litres a day. You throw 20, 30 litres onto that, what's that going to cost you? You know, and that's going to come down to the average shop. All the big supermarkets, they're delivered to, you name it, it's delivered. Everything is delivered by truck. So everything, the inflation is going to go through the roof unless something is done fairly like.
Yeah, some talk this morning about potential, maybe if you want to call it strike action or protest by hauliers. Is that required, Kieran?
Oh, well, you see, they're running on a very tight budget. I don't want to fuck a drive, but I know from talking to people, like, they're only just scraping along as kids. I mean, they'll be as well have to pack them up if they're not making money. Do you know what I mean? So I think they'd be right. Do you know what? Because you see what the government are taking out of it. And no, they say that the stations, the petrol stations, don't get over them. But I watch it all the time. And there can be a difference of 10 to 15 cents a litre, depending on what county you are and where you are, from one day to the other. And I mean, how come they're not making money there if some of them are 15 cents here than others? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, we might try and get an answer from our next listener. Alan's with me on the line. Alan, you run or own a filling station, is that right, in County Galway?
Hi, Ray, that's correct, yeah. So yeah. I run that. And just to give you an indication on pricing, the reason that I got involved in this, I've been seeing it since around the 26th of February, since the comments from Micheál Martin about price gouging. And I would keep an eye on the internet and I'd be looking at all this stuff and the lack of understanding in relation to what happens when we purchase diesel as a small filling station. So, for example, on the 26th of February, it was costing whatever it was, but then the following day it was 10 cent dearer for me to buy off the wholesaler, and then the following day it was a further 10 cent dearer. So I was 175 at the pump, and by the next time that I bought diesel I was paying 195. So that left me in a situation that I was losing money on diesel because I couldn't put it up to 20 cent a litre because of the online abuse you get would be horrendous. So we would typically have 5 to 7 days of storage in our tanks. So I order off my wholesaler, they go and pull it from the terminal, they get charged the price today, we get charged that price, and then we have to pass it on. We make very, very little money on diesel as it is, 3 or 4 cents a litre. And as you're seeing at the minute, some people can hold it for longer because they've more storage. Some people have 250,000 litres of storage. Some people like me have 20,000 litres of storage. So that's why you'd see a disparity between counties and countries. And but just to let you know, so since the 26th of February, the price to me to buy it has gone up 44 cents.
44 cents for you. So in the space of one day, it can go up 10 cents a litre, as you've experienced, Alan, since you mentioned, what, the 26th and the 27th of February.
So on the 26th of February to the 27th.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, it was Thursday week ago. So I bought diesel on that Thursday, and I couldn't actually get a delivery until the following Wednesday. And by the time it got to me on the following Wednesday, it was 25 cents dearer.
But you've already committed to paying the price at the point of which you ordered it. Is that right?
I pay it on delivery. So whatever it gets delivered to me at, I pay it on the day of delivery, not on the day that I order it.
So if you're a small forecourt, I'm not sure where you're based, Alan, but I know County
Galway. I'm just based in Athenry.
Athenry, okay.
Yeah, very small.
Yeah. So if you're kind of a small fry, petrol pump garage, you can only hold, what did you say, many thousand litres did you say?
I can only hold 20,000 litres of diesel. So I typically buy 10,000 litres at a time. That's where I, and that would last me between 5 and 7 days. But it's now costing me 44 cents more within the space of 2.5 weeks. Like we as retailers, what I couldn't understand was the comment from Micheál Martin about price gouging and basically turning it all against each other, and then realizing that the government are sitting in the background taking most of the profits. The only winners here are the government, taking excise, VAT.
You feel those comments are unfair?
I want diesel. Unbelievably, because that's what started it all. So I saw Alan Clark's post, and this all came about through me putting a comment on Alan Clark's post, and people
He's
were asking me to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were asking me to explain what do you mean by that? How does this work? How does that work? And then I thought to myself, this is where it's all resulting in. It's misinformation. It's people picking up the ball and running with it, and then it's Chinese whispers from there. Like, the people that make the most money out of increased at the pump are the government. 7 cents out of 11 cents government have.
Seven out of 11 cents. But I suppose the point, and what are a lot of our listeners, to be fair, is not just, you know, online. Mm-hmm. I can see the photographs coming in here on WhatsApp today. Like, Jason has got in touch to tell me, apparently one garage near the, it must be the South Link Road, is that right? Diesel there this morning, €2.07. Right.
I've some bad news. It's tracking to go up tomorrow by 7 cents, excluding VAT. So, like, it's tracking. It's not stopping anytime soon. And the problem is that when you have such little storage, I ran out of diesel when people realised around the area it's all going up. So, as a result of me running out of diesel, the new diesel that I bought was 20 cent dearer than the diesel I had been selling the day previous. But I cannot put that up 20 cent at the pump, because I'd be all over Facebook, Instagram, all the pages that you could imagine. They're supposed to be, this is, in my opinion, there's supposed to be 90 days of fuel reserves in this country. So the knee-jerk reaction from government should have been to go to the oil terminals and say, guys, what have we got here? What's it looking like? Can we have 7 days of froze price until we come up with some sort of plan? Can we reduce excise? Can we put a freeze on excise? Can we reduce the VAT? Can we do something that doesn't affect the first of all the wholesaler, then the retailer, and then the customer.
So you're telling us, and Alan, as a garage owner, that you and your colleagues, that there's no price gouging at all going on around the country, and that it's 3 to 4 cents a litre is what you're making.
I normally make between 3 and 4 cents a litre. Like, retailers and garages, believe it or not, want the price of diesel to be very, very low, because if the customer comes into my shop with additional money in their pocket, the likelihood of them picking up a protein
a coffee
bar,
or
a coffee,
something,
a tea,
yeah, okay.
Something that I actually make money on. I would much prefer the price of diesel to be a euro at the pump.
Okay.
Because to me, it's just getting the customer in for me.
Okay.
Like, I'm also incredibly worried. I've 18 staff, you know, across two businesses that I need to really worry about, and all this stuff coming at us, it's frightening as to think to where it's going, but the misinformation is the big issue.
Ah, yeah, well, I suppose, like, to be fair to anyone posting photographs of what they see at the petrol pumps or the advertising of the prices, I mean, like, the prices are there and advertised, and people can draw their own conclusions, I suppose, from that. Jackie is on the line. Jackie, what have you witnessed over the weekend?
Well, I'm just based in, you know, near Portumna here, so I sent some photographs in, and, like, we've gone over the €2 now, today. You know, it was one of the places, which was Top Oil, which had gone over, the first to go over €2. But now even the Go station in Portumna, which is supposed to be on the driver's side, well, they've actually gone over the €2. And that, and then you have Invern, which haven't gone over the €2 yet. But what I can't understand, Andrea, and I would agree with that gentleman that you have on there, it's not the shops or the franchise, you know, the guys that are running the shops that are the ones putting up the price. It's the oil companies. But how come you can go down the road to another Top Oil, or be it another Apple Green, and it can be one price, and you go to another town and the same company, it's another, you know, the price is different again. There's so much.
Well, I presume that's to do, I don't know if Alan's still there. I presume that's to do maybe with the reserves or whatever they have in reserve, or as Alan described, as the point at which that particular fuel had been ordered. Let me bring in Owen for a moment. Jackie, you wanted to make a quick point on this, Owen. Is Owen there? No, we'll try and reconnect so with Owen. Listeners got in touch to tell me the equivalent diesel in Northern Ireland today, €1.67 a litre. We've been robbed here in the South, says this listener. I'm sure we don't need to go into the reasons around that. Another texter, I've just been charged 220 for diesel that I got. It said 122 in the pump, but the total after the filling station, then I was charged at €144 when I got an email or invoice. Email us lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. We'll come back to this a little bit later in the show today. For the moment though, we'll leave it there. David, Alan, Kieran, Shane O'Donoghue from completecar.ie, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.